Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Silver and black today.
To the ground game.
Touchdown, Las Vegas.
We're breaking down the latest Raider news
from on and off the field
and bringing you conversations
with newsmakers
and record breakers.
So hold on, Raider Nation.
It's time to
get it on.
Here's your host,
Scott Goldbranson
and Mo Moulton.
It is hump day. It is Wednesday, if you call it that. It is time for the Raider Nation mailbag here on Silver and Black today, hosted by yours truly, Scott Goldbranson, along with my partner, Mo Moulton. He is the national NFL writer for Bleacher Report, and also the Raiders columnist up on sportsnot.com. Follow him on Twitter at Mo Moulton, M-O-E-M-O-T-O-N, and I am at L-V Gully. Mo, we not only missed you, it was glad to have you back yesterday for your first show in about 3.5 weeks, and now you get to jump right back in the mail. We have so much fun with this mailbag show because we get really good questions, and I don't just leave out questions. Like if we got really bad or kind of crazy questions, I might ask them. Now we get some of those food questions. We get women asking you for dates occasionally, but other than that, this is always great because it shows the intelligence and I think where Raider Nation thinks, and not the wackos on Twitter, but actual real Raider fans who have good things to say.
If people want to know why I was really out for 3 weeks, I actually had a sushi date, and whoever, you know, the person I was on a date with got me sick.
Oh no!
There was a transpiration of germs, and I got sick, and I had to recover. So there's the story behind it.
Well, that's why you have to practice safe sushi. I mean, come on. You got to be careful out there, Mo. I mean, let's be careful. We don't want to do that. But we're so glad to be. And I have to say that, too. You know, we talked yesterday about how Davante Adams, some people think Davante Adams wouldn't play for the Raiders if Derek Carr left the Raiders. I can honestly say I have not. I've had some great co-hosts, including Q Myers, who you guys all know from Raider Fan Radio, who's a great guy and a good friend and still love what he's doing. But I've never enjoyed the show as much as I do doing it with Mo. So having him back, and it was so funny too. And I did not take this the wrong way, because I think our interactions are what make the show great. Right. And so I had some people say, hey, you know what? You're not doing a bad job on your own filling in when Mo's gone. And you could take that as like a backhanded compliment, but I actually loved it. I was like, hey, you know, believe me, I don't like there's some radio hosts, and some radio hosts talk about how, well, if you're really talented, you can just do your show on your own. And I don't doubt that. It takes a lot to carry a show, especially if you're doing like a daily show for 3 hours a day or something like that. But for me, I love the interaction. And the interaction you and I have together, that's what I get. I get so much enjoyment out of that. And then, of course, the enjoyment of the listeners and viewers. And it's different for everybody. But I would never want to do it all by myself. That's why I've always had co-hosts. And they've revolved a little bit. Yes, absolutely. We had to get Kelly out because Kelly was, you know, giving me too much crap about my age. No, I'm just kidding. He's still, obviously still a good friend of ours and beat me in fantasy football this past week. as I continue to fade. But nonetheless, it's great to have you back. And I know the listeners, they sent in some questions, and I got two that are specifically addressed to you. They knew you were coming back. So they're like, we're going to put them to work. We're going to give him questions. Scott, you don't matter. It's Mo's question. Okay. So we're going to do that right now. So let's jump in. And of course, something we haven't talked about in a long time, and I'm shocked that this question came. It has to deal with Derek Carr.
Oh, that's something we haven't spoken about in a while.
No, nobody talks about Derek Carr. All right. So here it is. This is Mo. You said Carr was most likely, would most likely be back.
I did say that.
Yes, be back. And if you're right, and the Raiders plan, if you're right, what is the Raiders plan at QB for the future then, if they're not going to take a quarterback high in this draft if they finish in the top 10? Dave in Los Angeles. So what he's basically saying there, Mo, and Dave in Los Angeles, thank you for the question, is he's saying, okay, so if it's true what you said and what we talked about on yesterday's show, that all the signs point to Derek Carr coming back, which means he'd have 3 years left on his contract and be the Raiders franchise quarterback for that time. What do the Raiders do? And I've been saying this on the show a lot lately, Mo, which is even if they keep Derek Carr, they have to make a plan for the future. Now, it doesn't mean they have to get a quarterback this year, but it's a deep class, including outside the first round. I know all we talk about is the first round. You talk about Will Levis falling out of the first round, which I agree with. But what do the Raiders do then if they keep Derek Carr? Does that mean that they don't go get a quarterback and that people shouldn't read too much into it? Or what do you feel like the Raiders may do there to plan for the future?
Now, I've said this on Twitter that just because I think Derek Carr is going to get year 10 in Vegas doesn't mean that the Raiders don't get a quarterback. By the way, Jarrett Stidham has an expiring contract. So you're not going to go into the season with one quarterback. So I think what you're going to see is what the Patriots have done with Joshua Daniels and Bill Belichick is every so often you draft a quarterback, maybe not in the first or second or third round because you got holes to fill and you got needs, but maybe in the fourth round. Jarrett Stidham was, I believe, a fourth round out of Auburn. Billy Zappe, I know Joshua Daniels isn't there right now, but the Patriots drafted Bailey Zappe, and then people said, well, they got Mac Jones. Why would they draft Bailey Zappe? And look what happened with the Patriots quarterback position early in the season. There was a point where you didn't know who was the better quarterback, Mac Jones or Bailey Zappe, for a stretch. Of course, Mac Jones now has a hold on a starting job, but there was a few games where Bailey Zappe came in and played pretty well. So I think you're going to see more of that. They're just going to revolve the backup position with a mixture of rookies and veterans. I believe Josh McDaniels said this when he got the job. He said it's always important to have a developmental quarterback because you just never know when that guy will have to play or when you're going to have to turn over the reins to that player. Those are my words. But I'm sure that's what he means by just having a developmental quarterback on the roster that you can continue to develop over time, because that guy could, again, come in for games when Derek Carr goes down. Now, Derek Carr is super tough. Took a shot in the ribs on Sunday. Missed, I believe, one play where Jarrett Stidham came in. He was back on the field. So, but just in case, you always want to have a good backup. And I think they'll continue to revolve that door. Maybe it's not Jarrett Stidham next year. Maybe they like a quarterback coming out of the draft. As I said, Hooker tore his ACL. Now, I still think he could go day two, even with the torn ACL, because he had such a good season out of Tennessee. Yeah. But let's say he falls to the fourth round for whatever reason. You know, let's say this is like a Malik Willis situation last year where he's at the end of the third round. The Raiders like a guy at the end of the third round. I wouldn't rule out the Raiders drafting a quarterback that they actually really like and they want to develop over time.
Yeah, and I think that's where people get the misnomer that if they're going to get their quarterback of the future, it has to be a top guy. What I love to see C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young in a Raider uniform, sure I would, but that's not going to happen most likely. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to get a guy on day two that could end up being your guy long term, especially if he gets a couple years under a Derek Carr. And I mean, even look at Patrick Mahomes, right? Patrick Mahomes had the Alex Smith kind of tutor him a little bit, and he was going to come out. And I know it's not fair to compare others to Patrick Mahomes, but still, it goes to show you that in the NFL, and I think the NFL is learning. Yes, you have guys who can come right out and start, but we've seen the experiment with the Jets in New York. Right, which hasn't worked out. A lot of these guys who come out, and I don't know that it's doing them justice either. I mean, look at Jalen Hurts. Okay, look at Tua. A lot of these guys were written off. They're busts. They're this. They're that. They got some time to kind of get their feet underneath them in the pro game, and now they're producing.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Absolutely. And I just think people get so caught up in, and I know in the media we do this, we focus on quarterbacks, first rounders. After the first round, it doesn't matter. But you just mentioned Jalen Hurts, who was a second rounder. I know Russell Wilson isn't playing well, but, you know, he had some good years in Seattle. He was a third rounder. Derek Carr himself was a second rounder. Mm-hmm. You know, so just because you don't get a quarterback in the first round doesn't mean that quarterback isn't capable of becoming a starter eventually. Now, I think it's prudent for the Raiders to draft a young quarterback because Derek Carr's career, who knows how long he's going to play. You know, you can have that guy learn under Derek Carr so that when Derek Carr does step away or he does decide to retire, you have someone to pass the baton on to who could possibly start and maybe compete for the job. But I think the backup position is going to be I don't want to say revolving door, but just basically an audition to say, okay, if something were to happen to Derek or Derek steps away, we have a guy we believe in that we've been developing over time for years that could take over this offense and run Josh McDaniels' offense without too many hitches on the way.
No question. Absolutely. All right. Well, there you go. Dave has the first question. Of course, it was about Derek Carr. Dave, thank you so much for your question from Los Angeles. Still a big hotbed of Raider Nation, clearly. All right. The second question, Mo, is for you yet again, and it has to deal with Derek Carr yet again.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yes. But it's a short question, and it's a question I think that there's some disbelief or sarcasm built into it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. And that is, it says, hey, Mo, do you believe the Raiders can win a Super Bowl in the next three seasons with Derek Carr? If not, then why keep him? That's from Alan in Las Vegas. Alan, and it's not the, there's a couple Alans in Las Vegas, and I forgot which one this is, because we have a couple that interact with us on Twitter, but Alan in Las Vegas is putting you on the spot and saying, can they win a Super Bowl with him in three seasons? And if they can't, why would you keep him?
I think they can, but I don't think that Carr is the type that's going to carry you to a Super Bowl. So I just want to put that out there. I'm not saying he's, you know, Patrick Mahomes, MVP Aaron Rodgers, something like, I'm not saying he's that level of quarterback. What I'm saying is that he's good enough that he gets you to the Super Bowl if the supporting cast around you, if everything falls into place. Now, I know, understand everything's not going to be perfect, but if you look at it, before Jared Goff got to the Super Bowl, did you think Jared Goff was a Super Bowl quarterback? Mm-hmm. You know, but he had the parts around him. The Rams stayed relatively healthy that year. They got to the Super Bowl. They had some stars on defense. They had Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, blew up, had the Triple Crown that year. So not that year in Jared Goff's year, but with Matthew Stafford. But anyway, the supporting cast around Jared Goff helped get him to the Super Bowl. It wasn't all him. But he made enough plays to get that team to the big game. Mm-hmm. Nick Foles, after Carson Wentz went down in Philly, tore his ACL. Did you think Nick Foles is a Super Bowl type quarterback? No, but he made enough plays. He's not a top five quarterback, not a top 10 quarterback. If you look at Nick Foles' career, it's a very strange career to track it. But he's not, you know, probably not even a top 25 quarterback. But he was in a specific environment, a specific system with the coach that believed in him. And he helped that team get to the Super Bowl. People said the same thing about Matthew Stafford. I bring up Cooper Kupp's Triple Crown. People were saying, oh, Matthew Stafford just pats his stats. He can't get you to the big game. He didn't get anything with Detroit, you know? And I understand Matthew Stafford, number one overall pick, arm talent, great. But he hadn't done much in Detroit. But guess what? He got to the Los Angeles Rams and then won a Super Bowl there. Now, he's hurt again and the Rams are falling apart. But look, if you could get one Super Bowl year where everything, not everything, but when a lot of things fall into place,
the stars
have a strong
align.
Supporting cast, the stars align, as you just said, you can win a Super Bowl with a quarterback outside of the top 10. Now, I've said this repeatedly. People are going to say, Mo's just a Derek Carr lover. I've said this on the show. Derek Carr, in my opinion, is not a top 10 quarterback when it comes to consistency. Maybe in a year here, a year there, he could be a top 10 quarterback and perform at that level, mm-hmm. but looking at the entirety of his career, I think he's slightly outside the top 10. But we've seen quarterbacks slightly outside the top 10 QB rankings, depending on what rankings you look at, still get to the Super Bowl. And why is that? Because the team around them is strong. Now, I know we give quarterbacks the wins and losses after these games, but as we've always said, it is a team game. And a lot of people will say this is an excuse, but if you get Derek Carr, let's say a top 10 defense, you don't think Derek Carr and that Raiders squad with Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfro, healthy, Josh Jacobs, if he comes back, you don't think that team has a chance to win a Super Bowl? I think it does, because I think it was CBS that put out the stats. Derek Carr has never had a defense above the top 20. I think his defenses have been 20th or worse his entire career. So you're telling me if you even have a top 12 defense and you're, and most of your star players are healthy, you have a decent, doesn't have to be a great offensive line, a decent offensive line. You're telling me the Raiders don't have a chance to win some playoff games? They got to the playoffs with a skeleton roster. So you know, supporting cast means something.
Yeah,
that's
no doubt.
That's the answer to this question, yes.
Absolutely. And so you look at that situation too, and I've been saying it for 3 years, if the Raiders just had a 15 or higher defense, that's, if you're in 15, we've seen teams advance the Super Bowl with lower than 15, but they were so good offensively, and the Raiders are there if they get everybody healthy and they put in some work on that offensive line. All right, we are up against our first break. When Mo and I come back, we'll get to the rest of your questions here on the Raider Nation Mailbag Edition of Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey Original Podcast. Don't go anywhere, Raider Nation. More questions coming up right after this.